Scenes of chaos like this have become familiar in Kano. Attacks and security raids are daily occurrences in recent months, and Kano's residents say they are trapped by threats and fear. During the night, the army attacked this house suspected of sheltering members of Boko Haram. Hamza Abdullahi was there when it happened.
We heard the sound of a gun and we got scared. We could not get out of our houses, even to get food. We thank God that no one got injured and only one house got destroyed. No other house was damaged. Now it's the only thing we talk about.
People here are scared of Boko Haram, but they share the group's anger at the government. Even though Nigeria is the most important oil producer in Africa, 60% of Nigerians live on less than $2 a day. In the less developed northern states, 2 out of 3 young people are unemployed and hopeless. Musa Baban Iya works with a civil society group here.
There is absolute poverty in the environment. Go to some typical rural area in the northern part of the country where people they are homeless, they are unemployed, no road, no electricity.
Poor, hopeless, and now trapped in a place of violence where the government's security response is feared perhaps as much as Boko Haram attacks. An oppressive atmosphere prevails along the city streets. Security checkpoints are everywhere and every vehicle is subject to inspection. Police and soldiers, top Boko Haram targets, are on edge. The drivers of the common moto taxi say they are regularly abused by security forces who suspect them of transporting members of the jihadist group. Salisu Nuku is one of them.
I don't know how these people, they are treated like us, because we are not the terrorists. We are not the people who we are doing this action. So they come in order to give us a peace to protect us, but they come to beat us.
A feeling of injustice is spreading within the population, a frustration that can only feed the cycle of violence. Emily Yob and Patricia Yuan for VOA News, Kano, Nigeria.